Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And if you are the owner of a small business or even a slightly bigger one, listen up. You might have spent your weekend trying to secure a loan under the Payroll Protection Program. This is the $350 billion piece of Congress's $2 trillion rescue package. It's supposed to make loans of up to $10 million available to businesses with 500 employees or less. Those loans are then forgivable if the company spends the money on things like employee salaries. But there have been some hiccups. Jill Schlesinger, business analyst for CBS News and host of Jill on Money, is here. Help.
Oh, gosh.
We know the application process went live Friday. Banks flooded, tens of thousands of requests. You know, tell us how it's going.
Well, Friday was a bad day, and we know that either financial institutions were unprepared or the government hadn't given them enough information or something, but there was a real hiccup on Friday. And, you know, I think that what's very important here is that initially you were encouraged to go to the bank with whom you had a prior relationship, and then if that didn't work, maybe go to another bank. But then it seemed that there were other hurdles that were up, and I heard from a lot of people it was a frustrating day. I should also note that I reported this on Face the Nation yesterday, and Senator Susan Collins, who co-authored this part of the CARES Act with Marco Rubio, called me, and that was a shock to me. Yeah. But she wanted me to make sure that I said, please don't be frustrated to the point you give up. Try. These problems are getting ironed out.
Well, some of the things we're understanding is if you have a relationship with your bank, you know, a checking account, credit card, even know people, the application process might be less painful. But if you don't, you know, banks are required to do things like criminal checks.
Right. And, you know, look, I don't blame the financial institutions because there are a number of rules that are established and they have to comply with those rules, right? So they're not going to just say, here's all the money. I do know that from a lot of people who sent me emails said that the application itself was pretty easy, but they were just frustrated that, you know, you hit the button that you thought was submitting it. You don't get anywhere. The SBA does say that right now that there have been 100,000 approved loans. The value is at $30 billion. I just put that in perspective.
Yeah.
Over the last few years, 60,000 loans are the kind of volume that SBA has done.
Well, and these loans are primarily for small businesses with 500 employees or less. And, you know, that is considered a small business. They are struggling. But there's an exception that allows hotel and restaurant chains to apply for loans from the same pot. Shake Shack, with nearly 8,000 employees, $500 million in revenue last year, may apply. Is there concern that that means the money's going to run out?
Yes, although I think that if there were great success, in other words, if lots of businesses access this, I do think this could be the one part of the CARES Act that could be refunded or more funds put towards it if funds do run out. I should note that Wells Fargo also said that they were only providing loans to existing customers with fewer than 50 employees. They maxed out at $10 billion, not because they wanted to, because that was a federal rule because of the shenanigans they had with all of those problems with opening accounts that were not verified at Wells Fargo.
Well, Jill Schlesinger, CBS News analyst, host of Jill on Money. We're going to be covering this for quite a while. And by the way, shout out. Are you a small business owner? Have you tried getting a loan? What are the problems? We'll take them up again with Jill. Jill, thanks so much.
Take care.